Father, I thank you, Lord, for Pastor Peter and for Rose and for the whole family, for the other children that aren't here. Lord, I thank you for the ministry, for Rock Ministries. I thank you, Lord, for the many people that they've helped, the thousands that they've helped, and for the gospel that has gone forth over so many years. And I pray now, Lord, as Peter comes and brings your word, Lord, pray that, Lord, we'll be receptive to it. And we pray that your Holy Spirit will anoint him, Lord, to bring what we need to hear this morning. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thanks, David. Greetings in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thanks, David, for leading us here. We cherish fresh memories of your visit and your ministry. David, thanks, Pastor David, and your committee for affording us this privilege. We cannot take it for granted. You've gone out of your way, I suppose, to have us together in this fellowship. I'm glad for the probably coincidence, but in the heavenly on program, that today you have your African, International, Ugandan, or whatever fellowship. International?
Africa.
I was so eager to come here last Sunday. I would have come at the wrong time. But in God's timing, I've come, and we have come at the right time. Rose had told you a little bit of what we try to accomplish in our own country. And we thank you for your prayers and every kind of encouragement. Hallelujah. I was told it is very easy to preach in England because you preach for a very short time. So I want to be proud of the short time. But I know what God can do. What he can do in a long time, if he wants, he can do in a short time. Amen. If he can use some little lunch to feed thousands, he can use that portion dedicated to do wonders in all our lives. Hallelujah. That means I'm going to keep time. I don't want this to be the last time I'm asked to come. I'll try to read from the book of Exodus, chapter 4. Oh, thank you, Sarah. Thank you, Ian. They told me there are some Ugandans here. And when I saw Ian, I thought, does he look like one of the sons of my neighbor? All right. Read Exodus chapter 42. I'll for now read one verse. And the Lord said unto him, what is that in thy hand? And he said, a rod. Father, I want to thank you for you know what we have and what we are even before you ask. But you ask so that you bring our attention to that knowledge of the limitations we have as ourselves, in ourselves, without you. And also to let us know the abundance of resources in our surroundings when we are with you. I pray you encourage my brothers and sisters, beginning at this word with Moses, and that from now on there will be the giants you know them to be. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. The subject is very huge, but I'm glad it is a very well-known subject, beginning with people in bondage and serving under severe servitude, and they want to be away. They are crying, they want to be away. Very interesting, they are crying to God, and God also wants them to be away. Hallelujah. That's a good position, because they want to be away, but also God is in their favor. He wants them away. And now he designs a simple plan. Am I messing the technology?
No, you're not. The technology is a bit mess.
So, I use this one. All right. After all, I look more beautiful with this. Oh, that's fine then. Hallelujah. I was saying, they're in a condition. They don't want that condition. They don't want even to stay another one day in that mess. They don't want the servitude. They feel it in and out. They feel it. They want to come out of it. They have no way of coming out of it. Somebody tries to bring them out of it. He messes the thing even more. The Pharaoh becomes even more furious. Hallelujah. But what I know, in this mess, in the condition, a great miracle is about to happen. They are about to be brought out of bondage. And then God designs a simple plan. I call it simple in a way, not because it is very simple, but because God chooses to involve even Moses. I don't belittle anybody in this congregation, but I want you to feel like I said that God, in his plan, is making it so simple that he wants to involve you. If God is doing his big things, and at some stage he wants to involve only Peter Kasozi, even me, and what do I have in my hands? At least Moses had a rod. But what do I have personally? Do I have anything? But even this, is it already afternoon? No? Even this morning, God is prepared to involve. If in this congregation, God, you feel like God is going to involve somebody, whom would you say is going to involve? Huh? Pastor David? Hallelujah. It would be very easy if somebody walks in here and says, okay, I've come to announce that God is about to do something, and there is somebody whom God has decided to go along with to do mighty miracles, all eyes will go to Pastor David and say, oh, we're going to miss him. I don't know whether God is taking him to America or Canada or Africa or wherever. Everybody will look and say, oh, we're going to miss him. Hallelujah. God is out to do something in this great nation and is going to put there your name. Hallelujah. Put there your name. God decided to go along with Moses and say, okay, Moses, you're going to do me a job. Said, God, I cannot disobey God. I have to do some work for God. No one here wants to disobey God. But as he goes, God reveals the plan. And as God tells him the way it's going to be done, Moses begins to feel, there's no problem about God using me, but the problem is the way he wants to do it. Moses begins to get so concerned. He knows those guys in Egypt. He knows them fairly well. He knows them in and out. He knows what they are. He knows what they can do. And he knows their yes is yes and their no is no. Now, God is beginning to reveal the way it is going to be done. Hallelujah. Moses begins to remember how they even questioned his authority. Who sent you here? Who sent you to help us? Are you the one who is supposed to help us? Why should you help us? You want to help us and you eventually you want to kill us? Moses knows that his authority can easily be questioned, not only by Pharaoh, but even by those to whom he is sent. Begins to feel very, very concerned. Is it going to work? Hallelujah. I want to bless you with these words. Unless you are not sure it is God speaking, but if you're sure that it is God speaking, his plan is going to work. There is going to be some form of difficulty because obviously his ways are not like our ways. It has never been. So, but for preference, his ways are always better than our ways. We accomplish using his ways. Is the clock okay? Sorry? The clock is fine. I will not be offended anytime if the timekeeper rings the bell. Hallelujah. Amen. I want you to come along with this man. He has no problem obeying God, but he's got a little problem with the design that God has made. Where you are seated, has God spoken to you in the last few years? Has God brought a good desire to accomplish something? Because I know sometimes the people are called in such a way, they are somewhere, they are half awake and they are half asleep, and they see something and they interpret that God has called me to do this. But God called me into ministry by just planting a good desire in me to accomplish clear goals for the kingdom of God. I wasn't half asleep, I wasn't half awake. I was totally awake. And God planted in me a desire to serve him. But for those who get the different ways, by dream, by loud voice, by soft voice, by whatever kind, I honor them. But mine was different. Very clear desire to serve the Lord and then to obey his call in the Great Commission. That was all about my call. I don't know how God is calling you, how God has called you. Last night I was so privileged to meet many members of this church, and they were sitting and they were in a team of pastors, the team, Pastor Care,
the team of Pastor Care. I was so blessed to see a good number of people sitting down and saying, we achieve the pastoral ministry to this community. Pastor, you're so blessed to have a few people come and say, we achieve together. Amen? Only to God's glory. Not saying if we do it together, it will not be noticed what role I have done. People are so worried about the recognition of the role. Actually, if they had not been part of it, it wouldn't have happened. But you are blessed to have a team of people who want to achieve it for the sake of the kingdom. So whichever way you have been called, whether it is the team of those ladies and gentlemen that I saw last night, or whether it is another person called, God has called you to achieve something, whether bigger scale or small scale, how I pray that you obey God. You may not even see the results with your own eyes, but if you do it, God will achieve. It will work. I'll tell you a story. A company in the United States of America went out to print gospel tracts. And they were distributed, they were posted, shipped to Africa, distributed to African countries. A portion were distributed to Uganda, and the evangelists started to give them out. And one of the unfortunate tracts was given to somebody who never wanted it. It was torn in two pieces and it was trodden. That unfortunate tract was torn, trodden. That is the gospel tract I picked on the streets. I read it, and in no time I became a Christian in front of the unfortunate tract. The things that God tells you to do, just do them. It works. If anybody told the man who printed the tract what had happened to that tract, he would have been in tears. If anybody told the man who paid for the printing, for the shipping of that gospel tract, the man would need consolation. The man would wish not to do it again. Whatever the case, do it again. If God has told you to do it, whether you don't see the results immediately with your eyes, don't you know there are some people, and God will tell them eventually, well done, good and faithful servant, and they will know, oh no, all the tracts were torn in pieces. Is this mockery? What is God thanking me for? All the tracts were torn and trodden. There is a bit that we will never see until he says good and faithful servant. And that's when you will know that some of those tears were instead sweet tears. And then he will wipe all of them. And you will inherit the kingdom. Hallelujah. My friend Moses, he found the design tricky. But he made the sacrifice. He said, I'm going to obey God. There are men and women here in the name of Jesus that need to be encouraged, that do it. And don't do it only once. do it again and do it again and do it again for the sake of the kingdom. God is calling us to so many, because the field is so wide, so big. God is calling people to repentance. God is calling people to obedience. God is calling people to forgive. God is calling people to preach, to share their testimony. God is calling people to serve. The greatest among you will be servant. God is calling so many to serve. Whichever way God is calling you, you don't mind. He has done the mathematics. He knows where it ends. One of my friends flies. He told me he flies one of the biggest plane. And he told me the first time he went to fly it, he said the thing was so huge and he didn't know it would take off. But he just took his bag, entered and said, let me hope the engineers did the mathematics very well. Hallelujah. With the call that God calls us, don't worry, God has done the mathematics very well. Hallelujah. If an American engineer designs a thing to fly a very, very huge thing, God Almighty can design a scheme to fly our project, to fly our mission. Hallelujah. It will work. For me, I'm here to encourage you, to ask you to believe that God's design will work. Moses goes to tell God, okay, you know what I have? I have in my hands, I have a rod. God was not looking for knowledge because he didn't know what Moses had. But God was giving Moses insight. Yes, you are only Moses. And for sure, that's not the worst. All you have in your hands is a rod. Yeah? Hallelujah. So, if God has given you a call, if God has put on your heart a good desire to accomplish something, or even if the church has called upon you to take on a task, what you have in you and on you is insufficient. That's not a problem. We were in the meeting last night and they were telling us that some of the things that shouldn't stand in our way is a feeling of insufficiency. But if on our own we feel sufficient, then what part is God going to play? God calls us to take us to do, to equip us, to anoint us, because he knows we are insufficient. On my own, my friend, I can assure you I'm insufficient. But when I am with God, a rod can become a snake, and I can pick its tail and becomes a rod again. I go and use it, becomes a snake. Some funny snakes comes, it swallows them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know what I am. You go to the village where I grew. And you tell them, Peter Kasozi. Who is Peter Kasozi, by the way? And you mean Peter Kasozi? You talk about people. But even that one, don't make us laugh. Just talk about real people. Hallelujah. I don't know about you. I don't know how you were brought up, how were you. I don't know your esteem in the family where you were born, but I know David. David was even almost forgotten that he existed. Yeah, that's the way it works. So that God will reveal more, that it is Him, not much of you. It's not much of me at all. It's not any of me. It is the Lord. Now for you, I'm not mistaken. God has anointed you. God has commissioned you to take the word of God back to this great nation. I don't know how you're going to do it. And I don't even know much about the design. But the design might not be very easy. But I know it will work. God will give you a design that will work. God wants the people saved. When they cried unto the Lord, and the Lord heard their voices, He did the design through Moses to bring them out of their misery. Moses knows how difficult it is to mobilize that kind of people. But God has heard their cry. They need to come out of bondage. We have a great problem when you are going to minister to this nation. Unlike the people in Egypt who were crying, they knew their sad situation. But the saddest position is that in this country, people are in a form of bondage and they are at ease. They don't even feel it. They don't even know it. For us who come from other countries and other cultures, there are things that we are open about. We are so open about things like witchcraft. But here, even witchcraft is technical. Even witchcraft is .com. Don't take me wrong. I can assure you that there could be more witchcraft in this country than there is in my country. I was walking with Rose, I can't remember when, but we are walking along Waterloo. There is a place in Waterloo which we are walking. Because we had spent a day in London trying to look at the good things, we went to see the eye, the London Eye, and we were amazed by so many interesting things. And then there came a lady walking to us, and she said, "Can you help me?" I said, "Oh, yes, if we can. I want you to walk me through that place because there is a man, he wants to hurt me." But there wasn't anybody to our eyes. There wasn't anybody. But with her eyes, she could see a strong man trying to hurt her. And then I told Rose, "Okay, what are we going to do?" She said, "Well, let's walk her through the place." What's wrong with that? And then we walked the lady through the place. And we passed the man. We didn't see him. And then you'd feel her so relieved, taking a very deep breath and saying, "Thank you. Thank you very much." What have we done? We have walked the woman through the place where the man was standing. But there isn't anybody else who saw the man. It's only that woman who could see the evil angel. And when we passed, I told her, do you know what? There is another thing I want to do for you. I said, okay, what? And then I said, I want to pray for you. And she said, oh no, go. She told us to go. But I'm sure she didn't know that when she comes back to the place where the man waits for her, the man will be there and we will not be there. We wanted to commit her in the hands of him who was with Moses when the snake, when the rod became a snake. We wanted to commit her in the hands for her safety, for her security, into the hands of God. And she was saying, no. So she did not know the actual problem. And she did not try to find out. The actual problem was an evil spirit disorganizing her life. But she was not aware. All she saw was that man, and once she goes past that man, she thinks everything is okay. No way. We need the permanent presence of God. We need him to go with us. Like he was with Moses, we want him to be with us. That even when it is hard, we can walk it. We can come to the end. We can accomplish. That even if we are to shed any tears, they are going to be tears of joy. Hallelujah. I'm sorry for the people who are trying to write notes. Because this afternoon, I think I did not use my teacher's skills to do the topic and do justice to the topic. I think you're going to find a problem because this morning, this afternoon, God has given me to love you and I'm just pouring out my heart. So if you're going to write any notes, you're going to write isolated statements. Hallelujah. But I bring an encouragement to everybody. However big, however small, the role God has given you in the church and in the family, do it as you are serving God. Even those who are employed by companies, when you go there to work, work like you are serving the Lord Jesus Christ. You do your role like it is a ministry. You go, you are not slaves. Here there are no slaves in this country. But if you're employed, do your part in such a way that everybody will know you are not alone. You are with the one who was with Moses. Hallelujah. It is difficult to seek help when you don't know the problem you're in. Now, the problem you are in this country, for some reason, the gospel which your grandfathers brought to us and our grandfathers died for it, some of it, not all of it, some of it has been explained away by theology. Some of it has been explained away by civilization. Some of it has been taken away by the wisdom of man has been replaced. But whatever has been taken away from that gospel has been replaced by something regrettable. That is the problem. A man was asking me, a pastor in something, when we finished preaching, he called me and said, "Where have we gone wrong for this generation? Where have we gone wrong?" I told him, "Man, relax. Do what God has brought in front of you to do. Because what has happened has been a drifting and drifting and drifting and drifting over generations. You have no capacity to fix it. All you can do is to obey God, to believe God, and find out what role God has given you to do. Do that. Do it very well. It will work." My friends, your grandfathers came to our grandfathers years ago, and they told them that God is good, and they believed it. And if you come and tell them that God is not good, they could die martyr's death because they believed it. They were preached a gospel with such moral character, with such moral status, that it was so moral that those who believed it could die a martyr's death for it. But if you preach a gospel which is a little bit moral, not many people are going to die for it. Of compromise and things like that. I want to damage that clock on the wall. Because the record is I'm overstaying my hallelujah. If I haven't said much, allow me to say that there are other sheep that belong to the shepherd which are not yet in there, and the shepherd, in the master's shepherd. And God wants us to bring them out. I want to encourage you to know who you were and what God says you were, and help bring those people. Titus was told, "I exhort therefore that first of all supplications, prayer, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men. For kings, my friend, for kings, and for all that are in authority, all of them, prayer for them." Everybody in authority, pray for them. Don't tell me what mistakes they have done. Don't tell me their mistakes. Just pray for them, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior, who will have all men saved and come to knowledge of the truth. What can I say? Have I said something? If there is somebody and you believe I've said something, show me your hand. Father, to all those people who have heard your word, I pray a gift of faith and obedience, that the call that you have called them and the method, that it will work in the name of Jesus. If I continue, I will never be asked to come again.